I take this opportunity to commend the IGAD Council of Ministers for their leadership and tireless efforts pursuant to the revitalization mandate. I further commend His Excellency Dr. Ismail Wise, the IGAD Special Envoy for South Sudan, for his commitment and for coordinating this process. I thank the African Union, the United Nations, the Troika, China, the African Union, and all our international partners and friends of South Sudan for their unwavering support to the forum. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, let me take this opportunity to address myself specifically to the South Sudanese parties here at the forum. You are at a critical juncture. This forum provides the best and timely opportunity for you all to collectively decide and bring the catastrophe that has befallen your people to an end. About 4.2 million of your people remain displaced, 2.4 million of whom are in neighboring countries as refugees. An estimated 7 million South Sudanese are currently in need of humanitarian assistance, with at least 6.3 million severely food insecure. The resumption of this conflict has left immeasurable human costs which continue to rise. The economy is devastated, and there is a deepening sense of anxiety and insecurity among large parts of your society. Your people are fast losing hope. As I said in Juba this week, and I repeat it here, we cannot overemphasize the need for you all to collectively end this conflict and immediately embark on programs for economic recovery, reforms, and development. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we remain deeply concerned that the cessation of hostilities agreement signed on the 21st December 2017 has been repeatedly violated with impunity. This is regrettable and only serves to undermine our confidence on how seriously some parties are taking this noble process. I support IGAD's decision to hold spoilers accountable and call on all the African Union Peace and Security Council and the United Nations Security Council to support IGAD in this endeavor. I urge all parties to fully embrace the revitalization process, abide by the Declaration of Principles, adhere to the cessation of hostilities agreement 2017, and refrain from all acts of violence as we engage constructively to find solutions to this conflict. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as JMEC, we are fully committed to the revitalization of the peace process. It was JMEC who recommended revitalization to the IGAD leadership. We were also instructed by the IGAD summit of June 12, 2017, to provide a secretariat support to the IGAD Council of Ministers and the Special Envoy. Individually and collectively, therefore, JMEC members have been at the forefront supporting the high-level revitalization forum process. And our staff are at the core of the task force supporting this process. It is our hope and expectation that you will all conclude and agree on concrete measures, to restore the permanent ceasefire, inclusive governance and security arrangement, and revised realistic timelines and implementation schedules in the days ahead. I am confident that you can overcome all the outstanding issues, if you put the interest of the country first. There comes a time in life when nothing else should matter more than to do what is right. I believe the time is now for all patriots of South Sudan to rise to the occasion. Enough is enough. Let us find in our hearts a place to forgive each other, accommodate one another, and rekindle the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood as South Sudanese, and take another historic step to rebuild South Sudan. May God bless us all. I thank you.